Can you tell us what's been happening there when you woke up this morning?
Well, I was awoken about half an hour ago. It is just before 5 o'clock in the morning here in Cairo by the sound of machine gun fire. You might have just heard one, another one in the background. That was a single shot. There has been machine gun fire going off across the center of the city for the last half hour. I can see just off to the edge, there goes another one. I can see just to the edge of Tahrir Square, and I can see tanks have set up on all the approach roads to Tahrir Square. Now, we're hearing that in Tahrir, there is another one. We're hearing that in Tahrir Square, the anti-government protesters have been warned to prepare for the worst. And there are reports that people from they have barricaded, a human barricade around the center of that square. And we hear that some people have been taken, there goes another one. Some people have been taken away with bloodshot wounds to their chest. It is extremely hard to work out what is going on here. And I don't want to sort of put my head over this balcony too far, but it would appear to me that perhaps the army is now launching a major crackdown, perhaps in response to what went on yesterday, or indeed if what it was, there it goes. Listen, those are all single shots. Earlier it was machine gun fire. So yesterday's demonstration here, which turned violent, could have been the pretext. It looks like it has been the pretext for the army to launch a major crackdown here. Situation very volatile, extremely fluid.
So at this stage, from where you are, it looks like it's the army as opposed to any pro-Mubarak supporters.
It would appear so, and I'm only saying that because A, of the sound of machine gun fire, and because the fact that tanks are now set up. We did before see tanks in positions, but for example, on the road right outside my hotel, it is now completely blocked. One tank facing one way, the other tank facing the other way. And I can tell you, there's another tank just going up across the bridge that leads to Tahrir Square. There are still people milling around. It's not as if people have panicked and fled. So it's hard to work out why they are not quite in the panic that I would be if I was on a street where there was machine gun fire being heard. But it is still dark here. It's pitch black, so it's probably hard for everybody down there to understand exactly what is going on as well.